This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, November 28th. God's word to you today is, be prepared. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 21, verse 31, and it says, "The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord." The Jews today are one of the most enterprising people on earth. For a Jew, preparing the horse for a battle is a no-brainer. Yet every Jew knows that they can do their part, but if Jehovah does not bless it, nothing happens. To think that everything is God is ignorance, because your part is to prepare the horse for battle. To think that the God factor is not a big deal is also ignorance. Because, like David said, victory belongs to God. Some years back, I was in South Africa to meet and make a presentation to a client. However, before the presentation, I had a brainstorming session with the team. There was this light-skinned man on my team. I thought he was Caucasian. I did not know he was Jewish. After we had done extensive work, he walked up to me, shook my hand and said, "The forces be with you." I was not sure which force he was talking about, so as a spiritual man, I checked him out immediately. Who is this man, and which force is he talking about? I discovered that he was a Jew, even though he was not born again. Every Jew knows the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11 says, "The fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time." This scripture is actually saying that bread belongs to the wise. The race belongs to the swift. The battle belongs to the strong. But God needs to bless it. Sadly, some people are thinking upside down. They will not study or be skillful, yet they want bread because they have God's blessings. They will not be swift and be nimble, yet they want to win the race. They will not pay the price and be strong, yet they want to win the war. That is where the problem is. There will always be people who do not deserve to win, but will by chance. But the question is, can they repeat it? Life is a marathon. If you get a place by chance and you do not have the capacity to sustain it, what will happen? While it is up to God, God is saying, there is a part that is actually up to us. Where God wants us to be is study, prepare, be strong, be skillful, and then also get God's favor. Be unstoppable. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, I will study, prepare, be strong, be skillful, and I will get God's favor. I will be unstoppable. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.